Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2026, and I'm Matt Keiser. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, the European Union demanded that the U.S. honor last summer's EU-U.S. trade deal, saying, "A deal is a deal," after the Supreme Court struck down Trump's emergency tariffs and he moved to replace them with new, temporary global levies. The European Commission said it needed full clarity on what the Trump administration will do next, insisting EU exporters must have predictability and legal certainty, with no increases in tariffs beyond the deal's 15% ceiling. Trump responded with a barrage of social media posts, warning that any country that wants to play games with the ridiculous Supreme Court decision will be met with a much higher tariff, and worse, adding, "Buyer beware." After the ruling, Trump announced a 10% across-the-board tariff under Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act, then said he would raise it to 15%, the legal maximum for a 150-day window without congressional approval. EU officials and lawmakers said it was still unclear whether the new 15% rate would honor the deal's all-inclusive ceiling or stack on top of existing U.S. most favored nation duties on some products, effectively pushing rates above 15%. Next, U.S. economic growth slowed in the fourth quarter, with real GDP up at a 1.4% annual rate, well below forecasts and down from the prior quarter. The Commerce Department said the 43-day government shutdown cut federal output and likely knocked about 1 percentage point off growth, but also said the full effect cannot be quantified. Consumer spending slowed to 2.4% in the fourth quarter, down from 3.5% in the third quarter. Inflation stayed above the Fed's 2% target, with core PCE up about 3% from a year earlier in December. Trump claimed the shutdown cost the U.S. at least 2 points in GDP and demanded lower interest rates, calling Fed Chair Jerome Powell the worst. In other news, a federal judge permanently blocked the Justice Department from releasing Volume 2 of former Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report on Trump's handling of classified records at Mar-a-Lago. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon said disclosure would create manifest injustice and irreparable damage to Trump and former co-defendants Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira because the case ended without any adjudication of guilt. Trump's lawyers praised Cannon's order and said the report should never see the light of day. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal from ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy that could decide whether cities and states can sue fossil fuel companies for climate damages in state court under state law. The case stemmed from a 2018 suit by the city and county of Boulder, Colorado, alleging that the companies intentionally misled the public about climate risks and seeking billions for costs tied to climate change impacts like wildfires and flooding. The companies argued the claims were preempted by federal law because greenhouse gas emissions and climate policy are inherently federal and cross state lines, warning that Boulder, Colorado cannot make energy policy for the entire country. 32% of Americans said Trump had the right priorities, while 68% said he had not paid enough attention to the country's most important problems. 39% said they approve of Trump's job performance, while 60% said they disapprove. And 65% said Trump has gone beyond his authority. And finally, Trump will deliver his State of the Union Tuesday at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. The White House said he's reviewed the speech with a small group of aides and that Trump has promised a long speech. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.